Car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two, Monday, May the 11th, 2026 edition. Got a text message. Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer, board of commissioners, chairman for Presque County, listening to the show. These data centers' main objective is to complete the surveillance state to control the populace here and in other countries. They are bribing government officials. My president is wrong on much of this, but this one, he is dead wrong. Anything with artificial in its label goes against the will of God. But you're talking about artificial intelligence. Data centers, from what I understand, processes all the data that we do on the internet. What we do on our cell phones, what we do on our tablets, what we do on our home computers, our business computers, all of the data, the X's and the O's, the words, everything gets processed through these data centers. Some would argue that they actually store it. What you text somebody, what you say to somebody on a phone call, what you email ends up in these data centers. Well, got to be honest, what I write in an email, usually I'm not afraid of anybody seeing it. FOIA requests, advertising agreements, negotiating with new sponsors, explaining to them the costs of advertising. Honestly, I don't have a problem with it. A lot of people like their privacy. I get it. But the biggest thing that I'm looking at is we have got to shift Michigan from heavy manufacturing to these more high-tech service industries if we're going to grow as a state. Now, Perry Johnson, he's running for governor. Him and I had a conversation off the radio, off the record. Perry loves Michigan. He loves Detroit Tiger baseball. He loves the Detroit Lions. He loves the Detroit Pistons. Oh, by the way, the Pistons play tonight in game four of the playoffs. They're up 2-1 against Cleveland Cavaliers. The point is this. He said, Randy, do you realize that we have 500,000 children in schools right now in just the southeast tri-county areas of Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties? 500,000 people. As these kids go through school, as they end up going through college, they come out with an education and they want to go and get a job. Maybe some of them have taken on some college loans. Well, they want to go to work and start paying those loans back. Do we want the youth in Michigan to stay here, or do we want them to move to another state? Personally, myself and Perry Johnson, We want our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids to stay and live here in Michigan. One of our daughters married a Canadian. He loves America. He loves living here. They had three kids. One of them, the oldest daughter, got married to a Southfield police officer. They just had their second baby last week. Little Eleanor Hope. Big baby. She weighed 9 pounds, 6 ounces, 21 inches long. Well, she was born last Wednesday. Saturday, Vicky got to hold her for the first time. Our granddaughter Ashley, recovering from the delivery, was going to take a nap. Vicky said, oh, perfect. Great time for me to hold her. Give me the bumpy pillow, put it on my lap, and hand her to me. And right there she was. If you'd like to see a picture of great-grandma Gigi Ma, Victoria, holding the baby, just text me, let's go with E for Eleanor. Text me an E and I'll send you the picture. As I was looking down at that little great-grandbaby, I thought about this year's elections. I know I should be focused on the family. Well, I was there. I got to hold her. But you have to understand something. Is that little great-grandbaby going to go to school, go to college, hopefully, God willing, meets a man, decides to get married? Are they going to be able to stay here in roughly, what, 25 years? 22, 25 years from now? Don't know. That's a very sad question not to be able to answer. I would love to think, of course. Our daughter, we helped them buy a house down in Royal Oak, Michigan. Well, this granddaughter of our daughter, Tina, her and her husband bought a home in Madison Heights, close by. Accessibility to 696, making it easy for Dan, her husband, to go to work at the Southfield Police Department. Other daughter of our daughter, Jessica. Her and her boyfriend, fiance, they're looking at buying a house in Madison Heights as well. You have to understand something. We would love for the kids to stay here. Mother's Day was an absolute zoo. Babies, kids, grandkids, daughters, all over the place. But you have to understand the process. It all comes down to changing the direction Michigan, the state of Michigan, has been run, especially for the last 7.5 years. Pierre Johnson says, Randy, I'm going to fix all that. I am an efficiency expert. I'm going to go through the budget with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm going to cut it in half. These bureaucratic agencies and departments are going to be streamlined. We're going to use AI. We're going to use computer technology. They will become more productive for the people of the state of Michigan. We might have a department right now that has 10 employees in it. I'm going to get it down to 3 or 4. 3 or 4 people will be more productive doing the work of 10 people. I asked Perry, I said, well, what are those five or six people going to do when they get fired? Because they no longer have a job in the state government. He said, you know what they'll do? They'll go into the private sector. They'll either find a job to work for a company or they'll start a new business. Their passion, what they like, what goods, products, and services they want to provide. And they will become private sector. They won't be on the government dole. Once he makes those cuts, eliminates state income tax, eliminates property taxes, you know what's going to happen here in the state of Michigan? We will have a population explosion. We will be getting people from Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, maybe even Minnesota and Wisconsin. Families coming here in droves. Want to buy a house? Have a place to live? No property taxes and no income tax. Sign me up. And he's going to do it while cutting the budget. I've been yelling and screaming for this for years. Did not want a politician to do it. An outside businessman like Donald Trump to do it for our state. And sorry, folks, I've already told you, I've personally endorsed Perry Johnson. That's who I'm voting for. I am done with these politicians. John James, done with you. I don't want a politician to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Do you realize something? Governor Gretchen Whitmer has never cashed a paycheck from the private sector. Never. Her rich daddy, Richard Whitmer, CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, put it through Michigan State, went right into a government job. Has been there ever since. And look how bad she screwed up our state. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Conservative leader, just like the best. No holds barred, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the plate, calling out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay.
4747, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now, he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. 4747.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. Tonight, the Gaylord City Council is having their meeting Monday, May the 11th, 2026 at 7 p.m. The meeting will be held in the City Council chambers located at City Hall, 305 East Main Street, Gaylord, Michigan. The meeting's highlights tonight. The agenda includes public interviews to fill two vacant nonpartisan seats on the city council. Two of their city council members resigned. And so what they are doing is interviewing people to replace them. The one city council member at large, their term ends December of 2029. The Ward 2 council member term ends December of 2027. If you live in the city of Gaylord, I highly recommend you come to this meeting tonight. I'm going to be there to cover it for the radio station. Want to hear what these candidates have to say regarding pro-growth, lower taxes? At the same time, where do they stand on workforce housing? Where do they stand on growth? City of Gaylord has a lot of businesses. Those employees need a place to live. So you have to understand that this is really, really an important meeting for the city of Gaylord to get the right people on the city council. Hope that you can attend this meeting tonight. Love to see you there. If you're a longtime listener, come up to me, introduce yourself. Love to meet you. One thing that we have to do, in my opinion, over basically the next month and a couple of weeks, before these absentee ballots start going out in the mail, we have to start asking these candidates some tough questions. The state of Michigan is broken. What are you going to do to fix it? What are you going to do to bring drones delivery capabilities to northern Michigan? Every time I order something on Amazon, takes a couple of days to get here. Big truck comes, burning gasoline, sometimes for a very small package. We got to be smarter, people. And there's technology out there that we can embrace. The good old days of Northern Michigan, I hate to tell you, it's going to change. It's going to evolve. There will be new projects. The ability to house more people. If we fix taxes and regulations, lower the taxes, we can absolutely grow this state's population and economy. It's that simple. We've got to do this. So the bottom line, get engaged, get educated, come to these meetings and ask questions. Because to me, if you're not growing, you're not expanding, you're dying. Look at all the companies that used to be here in northern Michigan. Even the restaurants, the stores, the manufacturers, cheese factories. I was told a story about Onaway, Michigan, where they used to make the wooden spoke wheels and steering wheels for Model Ts back in the day. Cheese factory. All gone. We got to grow, people. We need a governor that will help us do that. In the process, we also have to take back the Republican majority in the Senate. And then we're going to hold these guys accountable. If they get the trifecta like the Democrats did after the 22 election, running our state government 23, 24, well, if we help them get elected, we get a good Republican businessman governor and state senators get the majority back, we maintain or expand the majority in the House, you guys better get to work January 1st, 2027. We're not going to tolerate you sitting on your laurels. You can't do that. You're going to have to get off your butts and get some things done. And we want to help you. But enough is enough. We have got to do this. Author Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. In the next half hour, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that